A number of companies in Australia and indeed around the world, you might work for one, are trialling the four-day work week, with the pandemic prompting many of us to reconsider our relationship to work. But does a shorter week affect productivity? That's a con for companies. And does it improve wellbeing, which is a pro for workers? To discuss, I'm joined by Carla Thomas, who's an holistic health coach and co-host of the C-Word podcast. Welcome to Drive, Carla.
Hi, Kim. Thanks for having me.
Pleasure. Now, before we get to shaving days off our working week, what does the current Aussie work culture look like?
Well, I think we're a little bit addicted to, or we glamorise the busyness still. This idea that as long as our day is full and we're running around or we're just sitting at a desk, that we are busy and we're productive. But the two are sort of very different. And I think that because of the pandemic, the tide has started to turn, because we got a taste, or employees got a taste of what it looks like to have that flexibility on offer, and in turn, you know, see what I guess a four-day work week could actually look like.
And there's also talk, though, of doing this in stages, perhaps, and looking at a nine-day fortnight. Do you think if we are to shave some hours off the working week that we would have to go slowly? It'd be a big change.
Yeah, look, I think so, especially for the major corporate companies we're talking about. You know, I think small change is better than no change. So if they can start to transition, even just by starting with, as you said, the 9 day, fortnight working sort of days, I think they'll start to see that, okay, we can manage this. Whew, not as bad as we expected. Maybe we could move to having that permanent 4 day a week work week.
Do you think it really is the new way of working? There are some countries that do it already.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. I mean, look, I think it's very new, I guess, to the traditional work setting, not so much for perhaps the forward-thinking companies, which are leading the way, or even for the entrepreneur and small business, the idea of having flexibility. And I think it's productivity, you know, versus just the amount of time. I mean, there's a lot of people who can say they've had days where there's not too much to do, but they still have to be at work. And, you know, that could be used in way better ways. You could be working on your wellness that day. Then there might be another day where, yeah, you need to be there all day because you're busier. But I think all in all, if we have 4 days, you probably find that you'll be more focused and you'll make sure that you fit in the activities that you must do, versus the kind of floaty things that we manage to, you know, just do during our day to pass time.
Like play table tennis in the foyer here at the ABC. What would be the benefits of a 3 day weekend on our health?
Well, okay, think about this. How much better have you ever felt after a long weekend yourself? Just having that one extra day, right? And it's probably because majority of the time for a lot of Australians, especially if there's, you know, the partner, if there's kids involved, your Saturday and Sunday is often used up in all the activities that you need to do for yourself, for the kids, and there's the errands and the chores. There's not a heck of a lot of time left to actually just stop and sit and work on your wellness and recharge. And I think that's exactly what that third day will be allowing us to do.
Not to mention your life admin. Look, Carla, I like to see myself as an optimist, but on weekends I'll get to Saturday afternoon around 3 o'clock and I go, well, that's it, that's gone. Weekend's over.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think it's going to depend really on what your exact industry is in your career. There are some, for example, like let's take radio, you know, where you're on there 5 days a week, but I think it might just open up the idea to different things that can be incorporated, for example, into the workplace to help with well-being, or being a little bit more flexible on, you know, sick days or burnout and things like that. So I think it's just about starting a ripple effect and, you know, really just seeing how this could just create a greater change. And you know what? Just because we had 5 days a week for however long, who says we can't change it? I mean, that was established how long ago?
I read that today. It was around 1914 by, I think it was, what do you call people that carve rocks? Masons? Masonite people?
Someone maybe, I'll have to Google that in a moment.
but they were responsible for that. That was a little bit of history that I read and obviously didn't digest that well. Look, the pandemic has highlighted a better way of doing things, you know, around lots of issues. But working, yeah, a lot of people really did reassess that, you know, working from home, not needing to commute, being flexible at picking up children, cooking meals, it really did highlight that, gee, this Monday to Friday stuff, it's not much of a gig, is it?
No, and you've got to remember, when you, as you said, you work from home, you know, it's not always easy to balance, but you can fit in all those little things you just mentioned that you might not be able to when you're working at the workplace. So that definitely helps. But I think also, as I said, a lot of the time when we think about it, what we need to get done can absolutely be done within that 4 days. If you're focused, if you pay attention, if you've got a schedule, and if you're organised. And I think that, as you said, the benefit is you have, I think, greater energy and greater inspiration and likelihood to want to be at work because you've had that extra time to recharge.
And let's just say, look, you know, those of us who are working, we are lucky to have a job, let alone be debating that we want to shave some hours off the working week. But there is debate, as we wrap up, as to which day is the fifth day of the day. Now, personally, I'd say Friday because there are a lot more public holidays on a Monday. Would you say, Carla?
Oh, look, I've had this chat with a few people, and some people like a midweek break for them. That's great, kind of just break up the week. But I'm with you. I actually incorporate the 4 day work week, you know, into my own days or my weeks. And Monday tends to be my day, just because I find that Friday is really hard to switch off as everyone's finishing everything. But Monday, I'm already in that switch off mode from the weekend, so I can kind of carry that on to the Monday. So that's my personal opinion on that topic anyway.
Well, I like to stretch it out. Thursdays for me, I feel like a Friday because they're full of anticipation. You know, you feel like you've got, you know, oh, it's Friday tomorrow and then you've got the weekend. So if I get to vote, I'm going for a Friday. But it's something for us to think about. And as more and more companies trial it, it could become the new norm. Carla Thomas, thanks for chatting with me about it.
Always a pleasure, Kim. Thanks again for having me.
It's a pleasure. Carla Thomas there, holistic health coach and co-host of the C Word podcast.